It is the trends. It's Neil Atkinson and Josh Williams. Looking to talk about anything else other than Liverpool at the moment. You've talked about Liverpool a bit this week, haven't you?
Well, sadly, yeah. This is my third show of the day, speaking about Liverpool getting beat again for the third time in a week. So this comes with the territory, sadly.
Are you in as much personal crisis as Arne Slot? Who's taking it better, you or Arne Slot, do you think?
Well, he's lost his hair. I've still got mine at the moment, but it's coming out bit by bit, I think, at the moment. But I'm not used to Liverpool losing, that's the problem. And league winners as well. It's always league winners lately, and it's makes you feel a little bit worse under the hammer blows.
It makes you feel worse, but then I think the flip side of that is worth saying that on both occasions when Liverpool have lost, they've been level going into injury time.
Yeah.
And I think that should, in a way, you know, because I want to start here with Chelsea and the match stats, as we so often do. And one of the things that's striking about the match stats is they just speak of an exceptionally even game, in the same way the Crystal Palace ones did. But it's not as pronounced as the Crystal Palace ones, because I think it was reasonable to say Crystal Palace deserved to be 3-0 up at half-time against Liverpool, and then it finishes 1-1 and Liverpool have good chances. This Chelsea game's interesting because I think Liverpool are poor after they concede the Caicedo shot they should never have allowed. But the flip side of it is, I don't think Chelsea then run amok in anywhere near the same way as Palace did, you know, and I think that's an important comparison, and that you see that in the underlying numbers here.
Well, I think the numbers, they surprised me a little bit. After the game, I kind of realised, right, this isn't crisis talk, you know, the numbers generally are favoured, but I think it's 12 apart on the shot count, and I think the XG Liverpool have edged, and that's despite Chelsea creating a tap-in at the last kick of the game with Estevao's goal. So generally, Chelsea felt like they played quite well, but in terms of actual product, shots-wise, they didn't really create anything.
There's loads of balls coming across. There's the Enzo header, which is a great header, by the way, and if it goes in, you know, it's a low-value chance, the Enzo header, the one that hits the post. There's a lot of the ball feeling like it's going across Liverpool's box from 80. Mm-hmm. I think this is where sometimes the expected goals thing can be just a little bit misleading. When you get a lot of that, you feel like, Christ, these aren't that far away. And then when they score from a ball that goes across Liverpool's box, then that's a vindicated feeling. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But I think the flip side of that is, I think there's loads of Liverpool should be getting into score three or four times between 60 and 80, where Liverpool actually don't get a shot off, or if they do get a shot off, it's not the right shot, where I think even first half, the one that to Bosley is blocked, that's actually quite low value because there's three players in front of him. But if he takes a touch to his right-hand side and puts it in the other corner, there's no one in front of him.
Yeah.
You know, there's little, not just one touch, but shifted out from under his feet in quite a dramatic way, but he'd still have time, but he doesn't know that because no one's telling him. Mm. So I think there's a funny thing with the numbers in this one to an extent where I think both sides should genuinely, off the game, the way the game was, the game state, I don't think either side's XG is high enough. No, they should be creating more than they actually do.
I agree. I think realistically, probably looking at more of a 2-2.